Our AccuWeather forecast says it's going to be cloudy with a slight chance of a shower and a high today near 60. A 62-year-old Kenosha man is accused of trying to abduct an adult and a juvenile 3 hours apart last week. Leroy Johnson in court on charges of attempted kidnapping, attempted child abduction, child enticement for sexual contact, and false imprisonment. One incident involving a 52-year-old woman walking near 50th Street and 16th Avenue. The other, a 16-year-old girl on 44th Avenue near the lakefront. Kenosha Court Commissioner Dave Berman sets bond at $200,000.
This is, to many of the female population, the boogeyman scenario.
Johnson arrested with the help of video from businesses near each scene. Police able to identify the vehicle and license plate number. The charging document says he admitted his involvement in both abduction attempts and will be back in court November 5th. The city of Racine okayed it earlier. Now the village board in Mount Pleasant has approved a formal mutual aid agreement between the police departments of both municipalities. Captain Brian Smith noting Mount Pleasant and the village of Sturtevant have an agreement like that, have had it for about 15 years. Mount Pleasant also with a similar deal with Caledonia, telling board members that it gives village officers legal authority to act within the city of Racine and vice versa.
For example, if we rolled up on an accident, and obviously we border a lot with the city of Racine, that our officer could get out and take action, which initially might be just, stopping traffic, or it could be making an arrest if the person took off running.
That mutual aid agreement between Mount Pleasant and Racine and the police departments approved unanimously by the village board last night. The number of confirmed cases of the mumps at UW-Whitewater's campus is now up to 12. The outbreak began with the beginning of the term back in September, and for a time, it seemed like it was under control. But new information from the school shows the number of confirmed mumps cases on campus has doubled in recent weeks. Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield in Wisconsin going to be reducing the number of health insurance options through the Affordable Care Act next year. Company announcing a cutback on the number of plans that it's now offering in 34 counties. No individual plans in Milwaukee, Kenosha, or Racine counties. Meanwhile, new numbers show that premiums and deductibles are mostly rising with health insurance purchased through Obamacare. In some instances, deductibles in Milwaukee would jump by $4,000. And when it comes to jobs in Southeast Wisconsin, or the rest of the country for that matter, age discrimination is common in the marketplace. Here's the report from Michael Descano.
That's the finding of the National Bureau of Economic Research. Their report says younger job applicants get called back at much higher rates than older workers. And that's the case across a wide range of jobs, from administrative to sales, security, and janitors. The Bureau says it's even worse for older women, with discrimination especially strong in sales positions, much worse for women than men. One conclusion from the study is that discrimination rather than lack of skills may help to explain why older workers have much longer periods of unemployment. Michael Toscano, Washington.
A study on what it would take to get Metra commuter rail service extended from Kenosha to Racine gets support from the Racine Redevelopment Authority with a price tag of about $30,000. Mayor John Dickert indicated the economic development and job connection potential with train service is pretty significant, enough to warrant updating numbers that are now about 6 years old.
The funds, which I believe the best is to come out of IG, is to study the actual cost of making this happen. And that would be not only the operational cost to work with the railroad to make sure that the tracks are to date, but also to work to get the movement of the train on a regular basis. So it's capital cost plus operational cost.
Money for the study would come from the City Development Department's Redevelopment Activities account. City of Milwaukee is getting some federal help to fund the lakefront line for the new streetcar system. Mayor Tom Barrett says it's a grant worth more than $14 million. The streetcar line was approved by the Common Council back in February, with plans to connect Cathedral Square to the lakefront and the Couture Apartment Tower. Barrett says the grant will be used to build the lakefront line and to purchase the streetcars themselves. City is close to signing a contract now with the streetcar manufacturing company. And General Motors recalling more than 1.4 million older cars because of the possibility of an oil leak which could lead to fires. Cars at risk include certain Pontiac, Chevy, Oldsmobile, and Buick models from 1997 through 2004. This is the fourth time, by the way, that GM has recalled the vehicles due to this issue. Company says it is aware of 19 minor injuries which have been reported over the past 6 years. State Department of Criminal Investigations, just 2 days into the weekend shooting death of a Paddock Lake man by a Kenosha County Sheriff's deputy who's been identified as James Campbell, a 4.5-year veteran of the department, but time before that with a police agency in Illinois. Still outstanding, the overall investigation has toxicology test results pending on the victim, 47-year-old Darren Foody. He reportedly pointed a shotgun toward three deputies who were at his home, asking questions about a motorcycle crash. Why Foodie got to the point of grabbing that weapon is still a key question. Deputy Campbell remains on standard administrative leave. The Racine Unified School Board should be at full strength tonight for a special meeting on such high-profile issues as numbered districts for elections. That was ordered by the state legislature. In addition to a salary proposal for all employee groups and adoption of a final version of the budget, President Melvin Hargrove, backed with a new state law, yesterday announced the appointment of John Coates to fill the vacancy from June when Lisa Parham resigned, and then the remaining eight board members deadlocked 35 times over two meetings on who should replace her. Kenosha Unified School Board is meeting tonight. That agenda includes formal adoption of the budget for the current year. The public hearing on the budget was held back in September. The report going into the board tonight from administration updates the spending plan on key variables, things like the number of students, equalized property values, certified state aid, and tax levies. The budget includes a 3% reduction in the mill rate compared to last year, mainly due to an increase in equalized property values. Translated, that's a decrease in the tax on a home valued at $100,000. Of about $34.35. Owen, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, very blunt today with his assessment of that last-minute budget deal brokered by outgoing Speaker John Boehner and congressional leaders, saying the whole process stinks, in his word. Boehner agreed with him, but said the other options were not acceptable. Voters in five wards for the Village of Mount Pleasant will be casting their ballots in new locations next year. The change designed to alleviate the long lines that plagued some of the polling sites during the election last November. The Village Board approved the changes for Wards 1, 9, 11, 16, and 23. Clerk Stephanie Colhagen said she sat down with County Clerk Wendy Christensen, trying to equalize the number of registered voters in each area.
Our goal was to take the 17,453 current registered voters and divide it by six polling locations, which the ideal amount would be around 2,900 at each location.
But Colhagen said that more voters will be using the Village Hall.
That is our hub. That is, you know, that's the central location of the village, and they should be able to accommodate more voters, and they will be.
Postcards will be sent out to the affected registered voters after the first of the year. New map showing the changes in the voting wards, those will be available on the Village website. A nearly 5% increase in the tax rate, or about $42 more on the average home in the Village of Pleasant Prairie, is what is being proposed with the 2016 budget. That, along with a 33% increase in funding for road paving and improvements, two more police officers, and money to cover more part-time hours for the Fire and Rescue Service. The Village staff's presentation on the spending plan to the Village Board last night also mentioning a new ladder truck and an addition to the storage building at the Prangy Municipal Center for Public Works Equipment. Administrator Mike Polakoff mentioning a 3.9% growth in new construction over the past year. A public hearing on Pleasant Prairie's budget plan is Monday, November the 16th. And in Kenosha, 673 families signed up for the annual Holiday House Winter Wraps effort sponsored by the Women's and Children's Horizons. It's to provide coats and other winter gear for children. That compares to about 1,000 from a year ago. In the meantime, new registrations are being accepted tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Job Center. Proof of residency is required. More information by calling 697-4500. Our AccuWeather forecast, clouds this afternoon, slight chance for a shower, high near 60. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.